Oh, yeah. Happy fucking happy hour.
Nice.
It's Steve Marmel, comedian extraordinaire, and yes. I am his Twitter stalker. How many times would you say I've retweeted you?
You retweet me a lot, which I know that because, you know, sometimes I do a dumb joke and it's like 8 likes, and then they'll
it's
be
me.
It's her.
No,
that's
no,
me.
No. Oh. When you retweet something, it's like, why are there 3 digits on that? That's oh, Stephanie, got it, got it.
Because you are hilarious. I've been your fan forever. So you're this amazing comedian writer. Like, but the weird dichotomy with you is you create all these kids show.
Yeah.
You know, kid, you do all this kids show stuff, and then you do this biting political fuck Trump commentary, which is fantastic.
But you'll notice my commentary is always PG-13. Just in case somebody who is on Twitter shouldn't be on Twitter.
Right.
I try. It's like I'm as furious as an R-rated anybody, but I always sort of asterisk and exclamation. Yeah, honestly, like a comic strip. My words are specific for that reason.
Right. No, but, wait. Yeah. Do you have kids? I know you're married.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because I don't. You're just. Wait a minute. Let's talk about you. Because Jim Ward, my good friend, was on the Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
But you've done a million. I Am Weasel, Danny Phantom, Family Guy. You created Sonny with a Chance as well as Mech X4. I don't know. I didn't procreate, so I don't. But apparently you're very big. He's very big.
That's the show that's on now. That's,
in the kid world.
Yeah. Yes. I like the kid world. I get to not be cynical in one place.
Right.
It's like, oh, good beats evil. Neat.
Yes. Oh, so Donald Trump's not president there.
That's we never really mentioned the presidents or any of that stuff there. There's mayors. There's the occasional mayor. But no, we don't have presidents. We leave presidents to South Park.
Now, wait. So why, how, you didn't want to have kids, but even though you're really into all the kid stuff, the shows you've created, et cetera.
I am, the stuff that entertains an 8-year-old boy.
Me too. Look, I have this. This is my job. I have this. I have a fart machine.
Honestly, I could sell a show based on that. Your fart machine.
Let's do it.
No,
my friend once was telling her 8-year-old nephew. She's like, "This is she's an adult. This is her job, and she has a fart machine."
Oh,
and he's like, "How do I do that?" I was like, "Well, son."
Yeah. Good news. YouTube. YouTube is the perpetual fart machine. Mm.
So, yeah, why is that? Well, universally funny, farts.
Everybody does it, and boys are idiots.
Right.
It's the official, it's the national anthem for boys 6 to 11.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. Mm. Oh, in fact, wait, we have a Yankee Doodle fart.
I was trying to find that.
We do. Well, we
is
have everyone.
Yankee, Sean?
We have classical. We have...
Let's see.
What? We have Christmas. We have every kind of...
I want to hear the patriotic fart.
Oh, yes.
I know you do. All right. Sean, this is why you need to be over here. Why you should
stop
being antisocial.
But this is why you gave me
bourbon. Hold on. I'm getting through all the farts.
There you go. All right. Feel free to use this.
You're welcome.
Don't you feel like you need to use this or something?
I don't know if it'll translate internationally, but it definitely works domestically.
Oh, really? It doesn't translate internationally?
What? There you go.
So you're my vintage, not quite as old as I am, but you were born here, right?
Yeah.
But you grew up in?
I was actually born in Los Feliz.
Oh.
My parents had a place in Los Feliz in 64. Then I was born. Then they divorced, so that's on me.
Yeah.
I'm sure
it was your fault.
Yeah.
I don't care what they told you, because that's not what they told me.
No, I did not save the marriage, shockingly. and then Chicago, Wisconsin, New York, comedy here.
Comedy. Well, I was going to say Packers. You got a Packers hat.
Yes.
So you had some Wisconsin. Right?
Yeah, I got a little Wisconsin. Well, they're playing. It's a preseason game.
Tonight. They're playing against the Eagles.
Oh, is that your team? Why do you like the Eagles? Where did that come from?
Because my dad was a Randall Cunningham fan back in the 80s.
Oh.
He was drafted in 85. I was born in 85.
Yeah, I have two exes that broke my heart that are from Philly, so fuck you. And fuck them and fuck the fucking Eagles. Fuck the Eagles. Go Packers.
I like the Packers. I went to college in Wisconsin, so that's where I started paying attention to football. but I like the Packers because they're still the only team in the NFL owned by the city.
Oh, yeah, true. Wow. Yes.
So
Vince Lombardi, wasn't he the?
Yes. Lots of good quotes that have been abused by terrible people.
Sure.
But every time they win, it's like a city win. It's a tiny little town in the middle of Wisconsin, and it's like if you go there, that's all they talk about. Everything shuts down.
Right.
But it's nice.
Right.
So I try to make like one pilgrimage.
But wait. How old were you when you moved to? You grew up in Lincolnwood, Illinois?
Yeah, Lincolnwood, Illinois.
Oh. How old were you?
That was pretty
much... After you ruined your parents' marriage.
After I torpedoed the marriage.
Sure.
I was there from like 6 months old to college.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you were able to ruin a marriage at 6 months old?
Yeah.
So you have a lot of experience in being a fuck-up at an early...
You just...
Colicky, right?
I don't even have to try. I do. I blame myself.
Well, I do too. And so do your parents. Now, listen, let's not dwell on that. So what was it like in Lincolnwood, Illinois?
Lincolnwood was right next to Skokie, which at the time, Skokie, which had the biggest, I think it had one of the highest amount of Holocaust survivors anywhere in the world at that point. Like, I don't know what the number was, but. 2, 3, 4, and they had the Nazi rally there in the 70s.
There were only 2 or 3 or 4 Holocaust survivors?
No, size-wise, city-wise.
Okay, fine.
City-wise. Okay. So, you know, suburban, lower middle class to middle class,
right.
And just hated high school. And then the minute I could get to college, I got to college.
Yeah, and you went to University of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Sure.
Where I studied journalism for 6 years.
Okay. Yeah, because you started with a column, right? USA mm-hmm. Today?
Yeah.
Now, in the green or the purple section?
It was the black and white version.
What?
He said dating
himself.
No colors.
How would you know what's...
This is like just to date myself. I would be on the road as a comic in the late 80s. I would call the editor on a payphone.
Right.
From a hotel where I was...
Kids, we had those.
Yeah, where I was
right.
sure I'd be killed.
Yeah.
And then I would read it, and then they would go, Steve Marmel is a writer and is playing at P.J. O'Lafferty's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Thursday through Saturday.
Right.
Like that was my sort of first journalism job.
That's fantastic.
49 newspapers said no, and USA Today went, ooh.
All right.
Can you
be in the section and there's no color?
You get paid to write? All right. I don't have to lift anything? Cool. Let's do that.
So when did you get political? Because I honestly do love you on Twitter. Like, you were so funny and so, like, your thing is resist right on your...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My comedy was political. I had my comedy's always been topical.
Right.
There was a period of time I was a conservative comedian.
Oh.
Which most people don't know.
How disturbing.
Yeah, it was, and it was like 9/11. I was like, I got scared. I sort of had a bit of a fear pee.
Right.
That's
what Dennis Miller said.
Yeah.
Right.
And I shifted, but I was also working in a studio with people that were being affected by terrible policies, and they'd have conversations with me because they were human beings, and I was still trying to be a human being, and I couldn't justify the opinion.
Right.
Right. Like every time I'd throw out a talking point, somebody that I liked and or respected would go, yeah, but blank. You know,
right.
I wasn't surrounded with a bubble of well-off white dudes. And I know I'm Jewish, so I don't really count as a white dude anymore.
Right.
But at the time I did. I couldn't defend the opinions anymore. And I eventually just found myself enjoying writing more
right.
like, for TV and then putting my opinions somewhere else. And then Facebook and Twitter happened, and I'm like, I can put it here.
Right.
So it sort of started in 2008.
Because you did Tonight Show, your own specials, HBO, Comedy Central, all
mm-hmm.
that. You did all the normal stuff.
Yeah.
But don't you feel like everybody's political now? Like, how can you not fucking be political
yeah.
with Donald Trump as president?
It's impossible.
And the
yeah.
world fucking imploding.
It's impossible. I try not to be. There are times I try not to be. I'm like, I'm just going to be a human being tonight. And at some point... somebody will mention something terrible that this president has done. And, I mean, literally, I had lunch with friends today, and we were just talking about work. And between when I paid attention to the news, had lunch, came here,
oh, yeah.
there's been an entire new news cycle
oh, yeah.
where he's like, hey, okay, Russia kicked out some people. That's less people for me to pay.
That's what Trump said today.
What?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, that's great.
Thank you,
good,
Putin.
Good, thank you, Putin, because, yeah, now it's I cut my payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kicked out a 750 American diplomat.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm like, A, they didn't kick out 750 American diplomats. They fired a bunch of people and kicked out a handful. B, you file bankruptcy when you sneeze, so you weren't going to pay them anyway. And C, what?
See what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, welcome to Vanessa Mai's world. We're like, seriously, this job is 25 fucking times more work than it used to be. You're just like, we're all going to have PTSD for like, oh, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? And like, you pick up your phone, you're like, ah, I just wanted to take a shower. What did he do now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like, you know, if he was actually taking a vacation, and I mean just golfing and sleeping,
right.
Like the old person he is.
Yes.
Right.
If he would just do that, maybe I could not be angry for a day. But there's always a moment where he's got to go, hey, don't forget I'm Trump.
Hey, don't forget I'm a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Mitch McConnell. Hey, and also.
Here's my electoral map. Did you know I won? Did you know the big win, the biggest one ever?
Oh, my God. And everything he says is a lie. It's exhausting. Yeah. Who of us can be in a relationship with someone that lies all the time?
No.
Yeah.
Like, honey, wear your pants. Right here, they're not. No, you're not wearing pants. Yes, I am. No, you're not.
He's the emperor. Yeah. He's the emperor with no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
No,
but I mean, but I
know.
He just the thing he said about, oh, the first thing I did as president is strengthen our nuclear arsenal. Complete fucking bullshit. Yeah. Like everything.
Yeah.
Obama, he takes credit for everything Obama did. Obama signed that. Absolutely nothing he's done has done anything to our nuclear arsenal.
Yeah.
I'm shocked you didn't take credit for the Central Five murders. Because it's like, he takes credit for everything.
Yeah.
It's all about erasing Obama.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm a guy. I'm not a journalist. I write fart jokes. Right. That's what I do.
Me too.
But.
It's love.
It's all about erasure. I think it.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah. Because the black guy did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were those story recently that European diplomats were like laughing their fucking ass off at him.
Yeah.
Going, he is ridiculous. He's obsessed with Obama. He does nothing. I mean, it's just, by the way, I love what you tweeted today. It should read 52% of Republicans would support suspending the 2020 election if they thought they'd lose. That feels more accurate. You're right.
Yeah.
They have signs at the goddamn rally saying thank you, Russia, and the hammer and sickle flag. Like,
they don't find
that. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if we get Russia out of the elections, then they probably can't win. Like, well, we can't. Like, why don't we just pause here where we won and we don't get to ever have an election again? You're like, have you ever read the fucking Constitution?
Yeah. And by the way, I'm still watching House of Cards. I haven't gotten to the end of this season.
Oh, that guy said, fuck it. That guy's like, I can't. I can't write this shit.
Yeah,
anymore.
I know. It's like, I can't. It's because it's like, I'm predicting the worst case scenario that is now the second worst case scenario. You're like you're writing fanfic for the Trump presidency right now.
Right.
But I also was like, I've never really seen all of the West Wings, right? So I'm like, oh, that'd be good, right? I'll watch the West Wing. And by the third episode, I'm like, this is just making me sad.
Right, yeah.
It's just breaking my heart that this isn't America. And I'm like, you know what? Teen Titans Go. Done. Done. Done.
A ton.
Right.
Done. Mm. You have existential questions. Trump, do you ever drop your phone in the water during the AM toilet tweets? One wonders. I bet he has done. You know what I bet it was? That 9-minute gap when he was getting trans out of the military. I just want to say the new policy is military. And everyone in the Pentagon fucking freaked the fuck out. They're like, oh, my God, he's ordering a nuclear strike 9 minutes
later.
And he's like,
second
no more trans in the military.
In between that was.
What do you do for 9 minutes?
Bloop. And then he got another jitterbug smartphone.
Pop, plunk, splash.
Right.
Splash, plunk.
Spicer, get me a phone at the time.
It's Priebus' job. Kill a fly and get me a new phone. My phone's covered with shit.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Trying to get trans out of the military.
I do have this, I mean, I can't, my image of him, this will be horrifying, of him when he tweets is, old guy bathroom toilet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Old guy bathroom toilet.
Yeah. It takes a while. There's like a lot of straining. Like, because he eats nothing but fucking like KFC and just like, so there's no roughage. He's just like,
right.
And so that's why he's angry. So he's angry twooping, right? And he's
twooping.
Like, he's a fucking he, she, trans. Oh, plain goddamn. And then he was even madder by the time he got the phone out and the shit, and Priebus got the shit off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was his job.
Maybe
killing flies and taking shit off his phone.
Maybe that's what Covifi was. Like, maybe it was just wiping.
Was shit on his phone.
Was wiping his phone.
And he drops it in the toilet. Right. That's what Covifi is, and right?
Right.
Steve Marmel, leave it to you to figure it out. That is what Covifi is.
Solved it.
Shitty. Has to scrape off his phone when he drops it in the toilet while he's pooping.
Fantastic.
Because he's not that athletic. Mm. Oh, my God. Wasn't that your favorite thing of the mooch, talking about how athletic he is? Have you seen him in his golf clothes, like, fucking stumbling up the hill? And like, he's, like, stomach is out here. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
Really? What? You've seen him throw in a perfect spiral and swish?
Yeah. It's like, dude, you got the job. Shut up.
Yeah.
And then you lost it. But you had the job at the time. You don't.
And obviously, Steve Bannon, a yoga master that could suck his own cock, and you still lost.
Mm.
Yeah. You weren't as athletic as Steve Bannon, because that's right. That's the old joke, why dogs lick their balls, because they can.
Right. It's like, that's why you never see Steve Bannon, maybe?
Right.
He doesn't have to leave
the
house.
Never see him. Yeah.
He never has to leave the house anymore.
Right.
He looks like a functioning
alcoholic. We're all going to be.
No, that's what I mean.
Yes.
Like, don't you feel like just like,
right?
It's just
he's
like,
just messy. He looks disheveled.
What is he drinking? Like bourbon, and then he's like.
That feels gin. That feels like gin.
Oh, no.
Gin.
Yeah, no, gin blossoms. Gin blossoms. You're right. Yeah. So it's gin, then it's his own cock.
As a person that uses bourbon to cope, I can tell you that that is not bourbon.
I literally have a wine glass that says, because Trump.
I have a liver that says that right now. My liver has probably formed those words in cursive.
Listen to me. I was doing much better before. But anyone that has anything, it's gotten worse during it. This is just fucking exhausting and horrifying. And like, and this nuclear stuff, like, for the first time, you're like, okay, even for comedians, this isn't so funny anymore.
No.
Yeah.
The only, I mean, here's the thing. It's interesting, you get it, because a lot of younger voters don't know this world, right?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. we were talking this earlier, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like Trump has always been terrible. Like, I was in New York during Spy magazine when they first called him a short-fingered vulgarian. I loved that magazine. It was so good.
Yeah.
But you forget that he's been terrible since the minute he had any power.
I did morning drive radio in New York in 19. He's always been a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Like, Marla Maples is just my friend. There's nothing going on. Like, I'm like, Central Park 5. I was there for all of that. He's a racist, sexist, horrible fucking monster of a human being.
He got polished a little bit for The Apprentice. Just polished a little bit so you didn't realize Grandpa was crazy.
Right.
And now he's president. I'm like, I just, there's the guy. And this guy blocked me. I have no idea.
Yes.
Gorka.
I have no idea.
That's flat Gorka.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how he blocked me or why he would block
me.
Oh, you blocked him.
Yeah, I'm blocked.
Sebastian Gorka blocked
I'll
him.
Never.
Oh.
Like,
go ahead. Give him the greeting.
Oh.
Greetings. Oh, this is how he actually said hello on Fox News.
Oh.
Is this not creepy enough?
I can find it.
Greetings.
Greatest love is not it. I don't know where he put it under.
No. Gorka. Under Gorka. Okay.
So Gorka's under Gorka?
Yes.
You have an outstanding filing system.
The most weirdest filing system ever.
Greetings.
Yeah. He actually
said
that. Fucking creepy is that?
You say that before you shut the door in Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Yes.
Or you open the coffin at
right
at dusk and just greetings.
Greetings.
Dawn. Hello.
Your parents will never see you again. Greetings. Good Lord.
What? All right, wait. So we got stuck on the dropping the phone in the toilet.
Yeah. Well, poopy.
We had a goofy.
Yeah, that's what goofy is. Okay, but wait, there was something else. We were on to a really good point. What was it? I'm old. Okay. Nuclear annihilation. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, we were talking about people's addictions being worse, which, you know,
and
psychologists
being,
and doctors have.
You
know, yeah.
Yeah. Have said, but like the one of the things we got for, because everyone's the searches for surviving nuclear holocaust
iodine
have spiked
iodine
right. And so
prepper packs,
but they're like, get away from the windows, make sure that your hands are not on glass or bottles. I'm like, well, fuck that shit.
Yeah,
this is gonna be me.
Yeah,
that'll be the last, just right.
Well, you know,
really, I'm definitely gonna have my hand on glass.
It's gonna be a blue state, so you might as well stock up. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I should go back on my booze. I'm like, you know what? Talk to me about that in 2020. Like, if in 2020 everything sort of settles back into some semblance of normal, then I won't day drink. But I'm sort of done.
But right now.
Yeah, I'm sort of done.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, mine's like migrated a little. I mean, I'm already on a weird schedule. But, you know, when you get vacation scheduled, like, oh, I'm on a plane. Mm.
Right. The bar opened at 6. There could be turbulence. Okay, so where I live, and I won't say the exact city, but where I live, there are bars that open at 6 a.m. on Friday and Saturday.
Amazing.
So surfers can get there.
Fantastic.
Before they go, which seems really
He lives in a beach city, everybody.
I just geotagged myself. It could be Florida. Sorry, no. But it's like, yeah, it's like people. Here's the thing. I like to write in bars.
Yeah.
When I'm not in an office, there's periods where I'm like just writing, right?
Right.
We don't have air conditioning. So.
Oh.
So the best.
Oh, because you're by the.
Yeah.
He's by the beach, everybody.
I'm one of those.
Russia, if you're listening, he's by the beach.
It won't be Russia. It'll be some militia that's trying to make sure. but they have the best air conditioning, the crappiest coffee, but the best air conditioning. Mm-hmm. But literally, when you're done, it's there. Bourbon.
Yeah.
Making everything better.
Yeah, it makes it better. No, that's what my friend said to me once. They're like, don't let anyone tell you wine doesn't help. Wine helps.
And I want to say, you have Maker's Mark, which I thought was great.
Thank you.
I used to like bold bourbon, but I can't anymore.
Is that a good kind? I don't drink hard liquor. What should I get? What should I replace it with?
Maker's is good. I think you'd like Booker's. Booker's is very strong. It's 137
proof. I don't
proof.
Drink it. I just get it for other souses like you.
Booker's is a very good bourbon, and it's very strong.
Okay. All right.
You'll get looser interviews about halfway through it if you have a shot of Booker's.
I can tell what time you started drinking, because today you tweeted, ha, 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 there's an inflatable chicken on the lawn of the White House, and oh, hey, nuclear war is possible.
Yeah.
You're like, hashtag, this stupid decade.
Right?
Because aren't we all going to just be like... Somebody tweeted today, they're like, I didn't fucking survive cancer to get incinerated by the host of Celebrity Apprentice.
I think that was that. I think
Gabe Ortiz?
Yes, Tusk 81.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go.
I follow. I try.
I do too.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
I love Twitter. I love Twitter. I am waiting for the next Twitter, because I think there's way too many, like, it's clearly cluttered with nonsense.
Donald Trump.
Right.
And by the way, Silicon Valley, anytime you want to do something that's the next Twitter, please get
Call
on
me.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Gab, but the next Twitter would be good.
How would you like to see it filtered, the new one?
I'd like to see bots not exist.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
That's what people don't... Like, my 94-year-old Trump-voting Republican mom, Steve, like, she never had a computer. She's never had a dryer. She doesn't...
Yeah.
So she... I can't even explain. She's a Trump lover. I can't explain to her about bots and how they affected this election and how they micro-targeted the, you know, swing states with anti-Hillary propaganda so that just that sliver of Bernie voters peeled off to Jill Stein or stayed home or whatever. Like, you can't. My mom's like, oh, I love him. He loves America, Steffi. He's doing the best he can. Why have you gotten so mean?
Yeah. And I'm watching WeTV now. Shut up. Like, Andy Griffith's on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clearly you can identify it. Clearly you can put a CAPTCHA. Is it CAPTCHA?
Yeah.
You can do something in there that proves you're not a robot. Or at least make the one Russian that has to check all the boxes in that one building that's sort of doing 5,000 accounts.
Yeah.
Just make him work at least.
Right.
Like, put...
No, and I love that at least people on our set are getting more hip, where they're like, oh, that's a great thought. Thanks. Fuck. Go back to Petersburg, fucking Russia bot, because it's the, oh, Bernie would have won, blah, 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 you fucking Hill bot. Like, you know, and you're like, okay, fuck you, go back to St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
Because 90% of Bernie voters voted for Hillary. So a lot of this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
It's them doing the same shit, trying to, you know, and you're going, no, he fucking wouldn't have. He would have been up against all the same shit that Hillary was, in addition to anti-Semitism and ageism, and he would, on top of Russia and cross-check and fucking
he would have lost on his own merits, but he already lost on his own merits, and then the election happened. I mean, like, when you see somebody with, like, I follow 400 people and have 2 followers, I'm like, all right, you're not really trying too hard. Like, Man, I love that stuff.
Like, I don't really, don't look at me because I don't really even understand Twitter. You haven't explained to me what the difference between home and notifications are. I go to home and then I go to, I don't really know.
Notifications are people who've retweeted you or have sent you a mention or they tag you in something. Those are, if they're notifying you.
Right,
but
I do both, but I don't really know what I'm doing.
Oh, dear Lord. We'll work on it.
I don't really do enough original tweets like you do. I'm working on it.
I just
don't feel like people need to know, like, you know, what time did I shit and was there corn? Like, I don't.
You also sort of have a venue.
Right. I express it, my thoughts for 3 hours. Yeah. I don't have to, hey, you guys, because I was thinking of it.
Yeah.
3 p.m.
Yeah. So you don't, you know, you could just clip off your tweets or clip off your podcast as tweets for the rest of the day and be done.
Right.
And people would go, wow, she's prolific. I'm like, nah, I'm just taking a sentence. I said at 2 a.m. And
but you were like a fucking cougar on Twitter. You said the tweets Trump sent when he learned the Manafort raid asking for the acting FBI head to be fired, which is obstruction. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Don't you think Mueller is like Rob Reiner said, Lucy in the Chocolate Factory. She's like, oh, well, that's another obstruction. Okay. Well, there's another one. Oh, and by the way, what's the fucking thing today? That he's talking to Manafort. That's another witness tampering fucking charge.
And by the way,
and you're fucking sending messages to Mueller. That's another obstruction of justice.
Is it like, do you like me? Yes or no? Check a box. Yes. Like, what are you sending him? What are you sending him? And by the way,
appreciate your work.
Is that not exactly what you were all complaining about Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton about? Is that not exactly the same thing? And of course, nobody cares. That's the thing. That's the frustrating thing to me. It's the hypocrisy of not caring. If you are complaining about X and it's happening, why, and the complaints are uniform, then I'll at least step back and go, okay, you're a person with a point of view, and I may disagree with you, but you're consistent. If you gave a crap about it here, but because you're guy one and you don't, then I'm muting you or I'm blocking you because you're a tool.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I like mute better than I like block.
Thank you. I don't know the difference of that either.
Oh, yeah, mute.
I think mute, they don't know that you've done it, right?
Right.
People,
mute is shut up, and block is go away. But block, you know that you're blocked. So
mute, like, you don't know, right? Mute, I've done that a couple times.
Yeah, mute, you're just ignoring something. So, for example, let's say, I don't know, Joe Scarborough blocked me. like, I know he blocked me because if I go to Joe NBC, there's a big thing like, you are not authorized to see Joe's tweets. Now, because I'm not stupid, I have another account where I can see them, but it's like, I know he blocked me.
Right.
Right? But the most annoying people, I just mute them. I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you for two reasons. One, it's a waste of my time. But two, on the random chance that you are somebody that might be just confused and have a really difficult life, and maybe it's not working out for you, and you sent the wrong tweet to me at the wrong time, I don't want to be the tweet. I don't want to be the reply that humiliates you, that makes you do something stupid or sad. I don't want to be the reason for somebody's terrible decision.
Yeah.
So I err on the side of kindness on Twitter. I don't fight. I will just...
Like, yeah, I don't either.
Politicians, that's one thing. A terrible media personality, that's another thing. But like, just some guy or some woman in the middle of America that has an opinion that I disagree with, I don't want to make them feel... I don't want to punch down.
Right.
Which is why I sort of moved from stand-up to writing. Like, I just got tired of punching down with my comedy.
Right. Right. Because, well, that's your cosmopolitan bias, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just say Jewish. That's what they want to say.
That's what I meant, is you're kind of Jewy.
I'm a little Jew. But I got blonde hair and blue eyes, so if the crap hits the fan, I can just...
You can pass.
I make clocks.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be your Schindler.
Okay.
God.
I'll say that I need you here to make things that other people's fingers
just,
are not.
Just another humble watchmaker.
Right.
Go move on.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
I love that you tweeted, what's Jill Stein's hot take on North Korea? Literally nobody. I'm sorry. I'm in shut the fuck up mode, too.
You do stalk me.
Shut the fuck up mode with her.
Yeah.
Just literally like, oh, I lit the house on fire. Why isn't anyone putting water on this? What's happening?
You know, when I saw her in her, you know, everybody's got a past. Like, I've got the promo photo of me with the mullet.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got
that. I remember that.
Yeah. Like, Jesus.
Why?
You know, it's like Jill Stein was in, like, you know, a bad version of the Indigo Girls, I think. I get it. Like, wow. Everybody's got a past. But, for, like, you were responsible for a terrible thing happening.
Right.
Either fix it or shut up.
Yeah. Because you're a liberal helper. You tweeted today that, you know, hey, Trumpers with your MAGA hats, they're not good for radiation poisoning, but they make a good portable toilet.
Right.
So that's good. So you can shit in your hat.
You could use your
when
hat.
When it causes a nuclear war. But you can't really use it as a... But good luck.
No. And by the way, the only reason I know about a portable post-apocalyptic toilet is because I was checking out first aid kits.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were going to say because you have literally shit in your hat after a Packers game. Okay.
No, I have had other teams when I go to visiting games.
You're right.
There's not
fucking Eagles. Fucking Eagles, man.
I've never watched
the goddamn Silver Linings Playbook.
I've never been
fucking thugs. Those goddamn Eagles.
I've never been to Philadelphia. I did see. I did see the Packers in Dallas.
Oh,
which
she has a history.
I have a history.
Want to
hear?
She fell off the stage in Philadelphia.
What? No. It's not that.
Was it the
ex that broke my heart? It's fine.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, Steve, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Deflection.
What?
I like it. Well done.
No, what were you going to say about?
Oh, I've never been to Philly for a game. I did go to Dallas to see the Packers play the Dallas.
That'd be crazy.
Dallas won.
Bart Starr. Sorry. It was a brain fart.
No, you knew a name.
Yes.
I did. I was doing Packers brain farts. Vince Lombardi. Bart Starr.
Yes. Packers Tourette's.
Yeah, I do
Rogers,
have Packers
Rogers,
Tourette's.
Rogers. Cobb.
Fucking Bart Starr. Cocksucker.
I'm so excited about it.
Lombardi.
I'm so excited about football starting. And here's, let me ask you if you have this problem, because I do, which is there are so many issues now.
Yeah.
Right? There's so many issues like, okay, the Muslim ban. Mm-hmm. I lost my mind. People protested. It stopped. Obamacare. I lost my mind. People protested. It stopped.
It stopped.
Right?
But resistance is fucking working, man.
It is. It's working. Like, the march worked. Things work. But there's like, those are three things. There's 100 things. Like, at what point do you go... Do you lose your bandwidth? Like, I'm on Twitter and I'm like, that's horrible. Oh, a petition, that'll help. And then you scroll down, it's like, Mr. Whiskers needs a home. And I'm like,
Mr. Whiskers, you're going to have to wait. I'm getting incinerated.
Yeah, I'm sorry, a family just got separated, Mr. Whiskers. I really want to help you, but you and Puddin' Paws are going to have to find another person that cares more about that than I do this guy that's been in jail for 2 years. I still love you, Puddin' Paws, but I don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah.
And then I feel terrible.
All right. Well, you should. You know, next to breaking up your parents' marriage when you were 6 months, I think you should. My point, Steve Marmel, is you talked about GOP Senator Ron Johnson. Speaking of people that are horrible, you said you don't have a brain tumor and still voted to kick millions off healthcare and gut Medicare. What's your excuse? Because he blamed John McCain
for
his
brain tumor for voting against Trump care.
It's easy to be a monster when you have 6 years left.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he just won. Like, we should get him. Oh, God, he just won.
Sean, our pizza's here.
Neat.
Okay. Sorry. We're a little informal around here.
That's okay. I like the dogs make everything better.
Don't they? Oh, hi, Max. Who's here? Okay. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wonder. Here's my crazy theory. I don't think people revote. Like, I think that's the problem in Wisconsin. If somebody besides Feingold had run against Johnson, a Democrat of note, I think a Democrat would have won. But by running Feingold against the guy that beat him, or by running Feingold, you're basically saying, hey, Republican, white guy that voted for, that didn't vote for me, go back into the booth and admit you made a mistake.
Yeah.
And Americans don't do that.
Yeah.
So that, I'm sort of excited about the fact that, like, a lot of people aren't rerunning. Like, I'm not seeing the same names.
Well, I mean, and you have to take some solace in Trump's poll ratings. You're like, we're not fucking crazy. People are like, this is a fucking shit show, man.
Yeah.
The thing is, he probably thinks it's like golf. Like, the lower it goes, the better.
Yeah. He's like, I'm doing good.
25.
Because that's all he gets is the positive. He gets the positive things every twice a day.
Yeah.
You're doing great. I'm doing great. Everybody loves me.
The Stuart Smalley affirmations. I'm special.
Steve, tell me about your childhood. Tell me about the first time you saw a vagina. Tell me everything.
What?
What? What? What? Why did you make me ask that?
Blame the black person.
No, I'm just asking what your childhood was like. Siblings?
No siblings.
What'd your parents do?
Dad?
Mobster, obviously.
My mother was actually a professional singer in Chicago on radio.
Wow.
In the 50s.
The Anders sisters.
Yeah, pretty. It was.
Don't sit under the atom bomb with anyone else but me. Which is perfect for now.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It was back then. She was, you know, for a while she was on live radio, and then she had a kid and did a shift.
And that was it. So you ruined her life before you ruined her marriage?
I think it was after.
Let me get some more wine for this. Uh-huh.
I think it was after. But three-generational home, grandparents, mom, me. Long before the economy tanked, I was living in a three-generation home. Uh-huh. I beta tested that, and it worked out okay, I think. aside from that, the only remarkable thing between birth and college was Midwest Regional Space Invader Champion.
What's that?
Well, Space Invaders was...
What's that, nerd?
Yeah, nerd. Now, it was...
Why do I think I know that?
Because I retweeted because Newsweek put out the story again. For some reason, I'm like, what is this trending thing with me at 16 talking about video? And it was just the story that ran in 88. Like, that's the weirdest thing in the world. But that it was like, honestly, like a totally uneventful...
Yeah.
Like no
nothing. No molested by
bad touchies from teachers. Wow. No.
You can't show me on the doll anything?
I can.
No?
No.
Wow.
Just lots of comic books and lots of it might
come. Richie Rich? Archie's, that was mine. Richie Rich and Archie's with a girl things.
The new Archie is great. If you read it, you read the new Archie?
No.
The new Archie books are great.
No.
Oh, they're really good.
So your point is you're not a pedophile. You just got into writing a lot of children's shows
Thank you. Yes, sort of, that is correct.
Are you implying, Sean?
No, I've read comic books since I was 8. My brain is wired that way.
Yeah.
You got to try really hard to get me to hate that genre.
Right. No, I grew up on Richie Rich and Archie comics.
Okay.
I loved them.
You still have any of them?
No. But... So, okay, so that's where you got that. And you didn't want to have kids? Because even though you have a kid brain?
Yeah, we thought about it, tried it, didn't take. It's fine. Got dogs. Best thing about dogs, like, I take care of my dogs, but if I have an accident with a dog, I don't go to jail.
Right, right.
But with a kid, there's, like, repercussions.
Right. How long you and your wife been married?
We have been married 13 years. We've been together 24.
Wow.
Dated a lot.
So maybe the first vagina you have ever seen, no? No?
I'm not going to talk about
it. What? Yeah. Why? It's the happy hour. God's six drinking bourbon.
You've only given me one glass.
Listen, I've got more. Well, what were you... Because, you know, they say a lot of road comics, you know, a lot of poontang on the road.
Yeah, yes, there were... before I met my wife, honestly, there were, you know, yeah, you're on the road, you meet the person who thinks you're hilarious.
Right.
The...
Wait. And that's like Viagra for a comedian.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Especially guys comics. Like, I'm special? Neat. But
God. Yeah. You are way better than Jeff Dunham. I love you. And so anyway, but you've been happily married for a long time now.
Yeah.
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 Good for you.
Yeah, it's like I think it's like 1,000 years in Hollywood years.
Yeah. What does she do and what is she like?
She is a producer and a partner at Levity Entertainment.
Very nice.
She's got her own kick-ass career that has nothing to do with me.
Wow.
That she built on her own from scratch, which I'm proud of.
Wow.
And she's the best person I know.
Aww.
Yay.
No. This is not like most comics we ever have in here. There's a lot of shit usually.
Drugs, he's a good, decent
lot of
guy.
Fucking boning waitresses.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Steve Farmel? Really?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Best person you know. Fucking whatever.
Well,
Jesus.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I brought her in the room, that would hold. You want to fight? I'll fight. I got into the bottom of the glass.
Oh.
What, Steve Farmel, what's to become of us now? What do you, I mean,
I don't,
you're pretty on this fucking news shit every day, and we've never seen this news
shit
before. What's to fucking become of us?
I'm honestly, by the way, good bourbon, because I'm starting to sweat down.
Oh, good. That's the way we like it.
In your hut.
I
don't, you know, it's, here's the thing. I'm like, you have to get offline and you have to actually work with groups. Like, I'm in Orange County.
Right.
Geotagged. And
a beach community in Orange County.
And I want to work with people to get out the vote.
Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously, I would rather work with people to get out the vote for my side. But it's like you're not going to switch Trump voters. They're either going to stay home or they're going to go out and cancel your vote.
Yeah.
So it's all about getting people out to vote. And there are five districts in Orange County mm-hmm. that went for Hillary that still reelected their idiots.
Yeah. No, I mean, Orange County went for fucking Hillary.
Yeah.
For Hillary.
Yeah.
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 And they're flippable. So if we can all get our crap together and actually get people out to vote and do the work that was done in 2008.
Right.
Instead of like where and then everybody went, hey, we won. Good night, everybody.
By the way, that's the other thing we're going to talk about with Frangela tomorrow. But, you know, not just black women, but the black vote.
Yeah.
Like when Obama won, Steve, they made a very concerted effort to suppress the black vote.
Yeah.
They with cross check and all of the voter ID laws. Like, so don't fucking tell me, oh, African-Americans just weren't for Hillary. Yes, they were. They were hugely for Hillary.
No, I mean,
they were suppressed in many states.
Yes.
That was one big part of this, in addition to cross-check, in addition to Russia. So I think that somebody said, like, somebody tweeted the other day, they were like, you know, if we continue to blame Hillary for everything, we're going to continue to lose. Because she won by 3 million
yeah.
votes despite yes. all this bullshit. And nobody's ever saying well, Hillary's perfect. Right. No one ever said that, including her.
Yeah.
But
there was a story I read today, or scanned, I think, there where it was like in 2000 after 2008, they like doubled the amount of voting machines in Indiana in white districts.
Right.
Like they didn't. Oh, they didn't suppress any votes. They just made it easier for.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Yeah. No. Every place it is. They're doing so many creative things to try to make it harder.
Yeah.
For those people to vote, you know,
right.
for in whatever. And it is that's the thing we need to be paying attention to. And yeah. the fact that whatever percentage of Trump voters think like, oh, yeah, that'd be fine if he canceled elections in 2020. You're like, what?
It's
if
amazing.
He said too many illegals voted or were in a national emergency. I was like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah. I love that that opioids are a national emergency.
Right.
Opioids.
Except I'm going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to fund it.
Right.
Just like
I'm
going to
cut funds if they pass Trump care.
Right.
Yeah.
But we should just tell them it's bad because no one's thought.
Because that's all they'll hear. They'll hear that I said it's bad. They'll go, he's talking about me, and maybe that'll carry
it's
over.
It's bad. If they know it's bad, they'll never start.
Right. Then he calls cities, New Hampshire, a drug-infested den.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every African-American lives in a ghetto, apparently,
yeah.
according to Trump.
Oh, right. Nice. Right.
So, I don't know. I
how
mean,
old were you when you saw a vagina for the first time?
I'm trying to think. Was
yeah.
there...
What was that? What was it like? We're digging in at the end here.
I know you are. You're very persistent. I appreciate it. I blanked out most
yeah,
of the
really? time. Yeah, really? Really? Okay. All right. Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
I could have had a walk-in on my
yeah
a walk-in experience. I have no idea.
All right, but you've been with your wife for, again, how many years total?
24.
Okay, so, you know, maybe it's you're too old to remember when you, like, it's like Dr. Leakey. I don't remember when I first saw it.
I do not recall.
Yeah.
I take the fifth. I had a fifth. I took a fifth.
You know what? We got smart political shit out of Steve Parmount. We didn't get, like, a dirty...
Okay.
Vagina stories, but that's
no,
all right. That's
not,
all right.
I'm not that guy.
No, you're not. You're a kid show guy.
That's exactly correct.
He's the first non-creepy kid show guy, everybody. And it's fantastic.
I appreciate it. There's others like me out there.
I know. Here's how you stalk Steve Marmel on Twitter like I do.
Okay.
At Marmel.
At Marmel. That's it. That's how you stalk him like I do.
It's really simple. I don't have a clever
He's fantastic.
I don't have a clever
Are you
Twitter
still doing stand-up?
I am not doing stand-up.
Okay, but he's a fucking fantastic writer, show creator,
yeah.
and Twitter fucking virtuoso,
yes.
my friend.
Well, thank you. This is a long time coming. It was really nice to be
Oh, I got him dirty a little bit at the very end.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, take that wife of 24 years. Steve Marmel came right at the end. We love you, Steve Marmel. Thank you.
I love you, too.
Happy fucking happy hour.
Yes. Happy hour.
He's a... kids show guy, little weasel. That's based on Mike Flynn or somebody. All right.
Fantastic. Thank you.
One more. Mine's empty. Why isn't yours empty?